This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The June primary ballot is set. The COVID-19 pandemic led to court challenges from unsuccessful candidates who said the criteria for qualifying should have been relaxed. CPR's Benta Berkland says those efforts failed.
The state Supreme Court said the number of signatures required is set in law, and it can't just be waived due to circumstances. And the court acknowledged that the global pandemic made the situation difficult, but said any changes to the number of signatures would need the state legislature to act.
The High Court also rejected a GOP effort to add a candidate to the ballot who didn't get enough support at his district assembly. The party said the virtual assembly process was flawed. Denver Public Schools says next academic year will have a mix of in-person and remote classes to maintain social distancing. Officials say operations won't go back to normal until they get clearance from health officials. All DPS in-person summer programs are canceled. Schedules, however, may continue to change depending on the pandemic. Adams State University in Alamosa intends to offer in-person classes this fall. Officials say the health and safety of students and staff remains their top priority. Adams State joins Colorado State University and the University of Northern Colorado in saying they will reopen for the fall semester. 55 degrees, plenty of sunshine in Denver, 70 degrees, and even more sunshine in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.